Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Funny list out this morning I thought that we could add to, okay? It's called 24 Awesome and Terrible Things about Being a Grown-Up. Because, I mean, it is true. There are some things, like, remember how you were just, like, so dying to be an adult when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And then, like...
You're like, wait, what? When you get here?
Now you get here, you're like, oh, wait, can I just go back in time? So I thought what we'd do is we'd add to the list this morning, and feel free to call us or text us, 410-583-1065. The things that are awesome and the things that are terrible about being a grown-up. I'll give you a couple from the list, okay? Awesome, eating ice cream for dinner. So cool.
Or anytime you want.
Whatever you want to eat, anytime.
Literally.
Like, I had a bag of beef jerky the other day for breakfast.
I know.
Why?
Because
I'm an adult.
Yeah.
And I can, you know?
Yeah.
Terrible thing about being an adult? Being on hold. Like, when you're a kid, you don't have to worry about that. Being on hold, like, maybe waiting for the cable company, your health insurance.
Oh, yeah.
But you're just stuck in that, like, vortex of...
On the phone?
Yes. Yes. It's the worst, right?
Yeah.
Let me give you an awesome... Watching as an adult, it's awesome to be able to watch R-rated scenes in movies without your parents sitting next to you on the couch.
Yeah.
Because that was humiliating.
That was, like, probably some of the worst moments of my life are, like, walking in while they're watching a movie and seeing something I wasn't supposed to see.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
You just don't know how to be, you don't know how to act.
Or a song comes on the radio and, like,
it's
you
so
realize
nasty.
That it was so nasty.
And you're just like,
I remember one time I was listening to Usher. Usher came on the radio and it was, I forget which song it was. I think it was the I'll Freak You Right I Will song.
Wait,
and I was
with,
like,
your parents?
My mom was in the car with me at the time.
No.
I was like, let's just turn the station.
No.
Terrible thing about being an adult is having to go to work if you hate your job, at least, right? Because
yeah.
We didn't see that coming. When you were a kid, you were like, man, it's going to be so fun to grow up. I'm going to be a whatever, a dolphin trainer.
Or, but the water's cold in the morning.
Yeah. And now you grew up and, like, you got a job and you're like, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
We're talking about the list of awesome and terrible things about being a grown up. And you add to the list too. Come on, you can text us, call us 410-583-1065. The awesome thing, though, on the other side is going to work if you love your job.
Yes.
Like, Jess and I, we love our job. This
yeah.
is what I would want to do forever. So that's awesome. Terrible, though, random health problems.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why does everything hurt nowadays?
Uh-huh.
I don't understand.
Yeah, my knee was all being weird. I'm like, why?
You could be a kid. You could fall off a cliff and, like, bounce right back up. And
yeah.
there's no problem whatsoever. All right, Jess, add to the list. Terrible and awesome thing about being an adult. Give me both.
Text for the 410 says, sucky adult includes paying bills, getting gas, and raking leaves.
There's nothing worse.
Raking leaves.
Than looking down and seeing your gas light come on.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's not a huge chore, but it's the most inconvenient 4 minutes out of your day. You
exactly.
know what I mean? Totally.
Something awesome, a text from the 443. No one telling you when to go to bed. I go to bed whenever I want.
I love that
That's
one
awesome.
Too. I love that one. You got one for your personal life? Awesome and terrible things about being an adult.
Awesome thing is I just go get my nails done whenever I want, you know?
Right. No problem.
It's like my favorite thing
yep.
ever.
Don't have to think about it.
Something that I don't like doing is going to the grocery store. It's so annoying.
Remember when you were a kid, though?
And I'd want everything. And now I understand why my mom was just so annoyed and
yep.
aggravated with me. Even if I did, like, can I have this cereal? She's like, no, we got to get in, get out. That's it. Don't ask me for anything.
Yep.
And now I understand.
Awesome thing that I'm going to add to our list is as a, well, this is, I'm about to be sexist here. It could go for anybody. For me, though, no one telling me how long to play video games.
Yeah.
I can stay up as late as I want to and play them.
Yes, yes.
I don't want to anymore because I'm so tired. And that's the bad thing about being an adult.
Right.
It's like you can do whatever you want, but for some reason, you're always tired.
I know.
You know? 410-583-1065. Add to the list. What's the awesome thing about being an adult and what's the terrible thing about being an adult? And the flock line on the way, too, all right?
Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. We're talking about the worst things about being an adult and the most awesome things about being an adult.
Terrible things, I would say. It's the terrible things and the awesome things about being an adult. Because they're both. You really get both sides of the spectrum, right?
Yeah. So the worst thing about being an adult, a text from the 410 says, I can no longer blame stuff on my little brother anymore.
That's true.
That is so
but
cute.
You have a spouse, so you can. That's the trade-off, right?
Maybe, unless they're the one that's making you get in trouble.
That could be truly the awesome part about being an adult. You always have a spouse to blame things on.
Listener Laura from the 410 says, awesome thing about being an adult is eating whatever you want, whenever you want. Not awesome, having to pay for it.
Yes.
Which is true.
Why do we never knew food was going to be so expensive, or you have to work so hard just to stay alive. You know, like, why?
You're like toilet paper, and then just like a kitchen towel. Why do I need a kitchen towel?
I'm surprised no one has said this yet. No one said the word wine.
Yes.
Four letters that can turn any adult's day around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell you another awesome thing about being an adult is spending money on ridiculous things.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because you can do it. It's your money. You make it. You decide how it gets spent. If you want weekly pedicures, cool. If you want a tarot reading, that's cool.
Yeah.
You wanted a designer purse that cost way too much money? It's your money. Mm-hmm. You do what you want. Let me tell you, a terrible thing about being an adult is having to spend money on boring things.
I know. That's the worst.
You ever, seen how much a vacuum costs nowadays?
Oh, my gosh.
Why am I paying $400?
Why?
For this,
it's so expensive.
It's awful, man. 410-583-1065. We're talking about the awesome and the terrible things about being a grown-up. You know, because it comes to both, right?
Yeah.
It's really cool to be an adult. Jennifer just called. Do we know where she's from?
No, but she called it and said the most terrible thing is car maintenance.
Yes.
Which I don't know why I didn't even think about that. Like, your car is the most expensive toy you're ever going to have in your life. And then she said the best thing is living alone, having your own space.
Yes. To not have to be in your parents' place anymore.
Yeah.
Come and go as you please. Let me give you a few more. Awesome part? No bedtime.
Yes.
Do what you want, right? Terrible thing, though, paying student loans forever.
I know.
It feels like the rest of your life. Like, it's like, good luck saving for retirement because you got to pay those student loans off, so it's a little rough.
Now,
Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
You ready?
WWMX HD1 Baltimore.
Time to turn it up.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Initiating in 10 seconds. 9,
Bell's Point,
8,
Bel Air,
7, Airford, 6, Daniel, 5, Delta, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1. Now,
Baltimore wakes up.
Kramer and Jess.
On the radio at Mix 106.5 and on your phone with radio.com.
Hello.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
Yeah, it is.
Woo!
That's the first noise you want to make?
Yeah.
That's how you want to start this thing off?
That's
today?
How I want to start a Purple Friday.
Fine, man. We can do that. What's up? Yeah, welcome to Purple Friday edition of Kramer and Jess. Mm-hmm. We're glad you're here. Honestly, I was thinking this morning, it's a real privilege to be here every morning. So,
yes.
Thank you for everyone that's given us a shot and, you know, getting to know us and
spending time with us.
Know our crazy selves.
Be our friends.
We want to get to know you too. Just shoot us a text this morning if you're safe and let us know who you are. Give yourself a nickname. It's kind of like a trucker name, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a shout out on the radio. 410-583-1065.
Good morning, Daddy Jay.
Hey.
Good morning, Veronica. It's her birthday today, so happy birthday to you. Good morning, Cowboy, Steph Rowe, Olivia, Elmer, Motormouth, Johnny E. Johnny E thinks I'm mad at him. I'm not mad at you, Johnny E. I've just missed you. Good morning, Flagman. Carrie is so very Jake the Jogger. Good morning, ST, Mr. W. Good morning, Jess without the Kramer, Lisa, BTSD, Turtleman, Alex, and Darlene, and Kat.
Jess has a very weird way, Johnny E, of showing her love sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, she gets very, what's the word?
I'm just weird about it, because I definitely
has abandonment issues.
A little abandoned by you, and now that you're back, it's like, do I let you back in, because are you going to leave again?
Well, now that...
You think I'm playing, but
this,
I'm not.
This has nothing to do with you, man.
No, this this is like years. This is like decades of deep-seated issues, but it's fine.
Can I finally tell you Johnny E's new nickname that I'm giving him?
Yeah, he's here.
Since he's finally showed up again.
Since he's decided to show up, I might as well talk about it.
Johnny E in 2021 is going to get rebranded.
Maybe.
New nickname, ready?
Is what? Possibly.
John E. Fresh, baby!
Johnny Fresh! Hey! That's tight! I
like
that.
That popped in my head the other day. I'm like, Johnny Fresh, hey!
What were you doing at home? Sitting, playing video games? You're like, you know what would be dope? John E. Fresh.
Johnny Fresh.
Oh my God. But we only start doing that in 2021?
Yeah, not yet.
All right, fine.
That's like this is like the Apple event where I reveal what's going to happen coming up. But it's not quite happening yet.
That's awesome.
Big plans for the weekend, Jess? What's anything you guys in your garage boy planning on doing?
Oh, probably just like Christmas shopping, like online, all that kind of stuff.
I thought of you this morning. I was about to forward you an email, but thought it might be detrimental to Garage Boy's mental health.
Why?
Michael's is having a 40% off sale, their Christmas decor.
Wait, right now?
Yeah.
Because when I went last weekend, there was a sale, so it's like an even bigger one right now.
It's always on sale.
Well, I need to go anyways. There's more stuff I want to get. I like held back a little bit last weekend so I could to treat myself so I could keep getting things.
I'm curious, for Christmas. Like, who already has their decor? Decorations up. Like, do you have them up already?
I started a revolution.
Well, I don't know if it was you.
I did.
I feel like there's a certain sector of humans, though, that just love Christmas so much. And it's getting earlier and earlier. Like, I don't think we've ever celebrated Christmas this early that I can remember.
Yeah.
And I know it's probably just the sign of the times, how crazy it's been this year. But if you're Team Jess and you got your decorations up, let us know that this morning, too, as we get to the Baltimore Top 3 here in just a couple seconds. Jess?
A report came out this morning saying how much your Thanksgiving meal should cost next week. Do you think you'll be spending this much? We'll talk about it next in the Baltimore Top 3 right here on Mix 106.5.
Okay, here's how much you're supposed to be spending on your Thanksgiving dinner next week, but are you close to that number? It's actually, to me, surprisingly low.
Yes.
So let's talk about that here in just a couple seconds in the Baltimore Top 3 on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess, and you are the 6 o'clock club. Anybody waking up first thing this morning and just getting your day started with us, we appreciate you. Who's up, Jess?
Uncle Coco, Kate, beautiful Beverly, Frankie B., Rooster, Tito the Trucker, Kimmy, Brian H., who else? Amanda, Mama B., G Money. Lisa G says her Christmas decorations would have been up November 1st, but she's been super busy, so they're going up this weekend.
Okay.
Olivia already wrapped her gifts. Awesomeness is checking in. Kyle L., he said, I don't even think about Christmas until the first week of December. Kyle, come on,
I'm the same way.
Catherine and Nestor, good morning.
Our sister station, 101 something something point nine, I think. Sorry.
101.9.
They started playing Christmas music last week. And we walk in.
Mm-hmm.
They're the station that's on overhead in the building.
Yes.
And it's like not hitting me right yet.
I love it.
I just can't like, I can't get enough of it.
I've already been watching all the Christmas movies. We play Christmas music when we're making dinner already.
Too much.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Let's get this thing going. Here we go.
Number three.
Johns Hopkins University was honored by Time Magazine for having one of the best inventions of 2020.
Wow.
Time announced that Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center was 2020's go-to data source after COVID-19 broke out earlier this year. The center's data has been downloaded billions of times, helping governments to decide where to dispatch resources and when to reopen. The tool was created by Johns Hopkins Civil and Systems Engineering Professor Lauren Gardner with her graduate student and was hosted by Johns Hopkins Center for Systems Science and Engineering. The Johns Hopkins COVID Resource Center has provided a trusted hub for virus-related research and developments worldwide.
That's a very cool story.
Number two.
Brad Pitt helped those in need by hand-delivering boxes of groceries to low-income families in Los Angeles that have been struggling during the pandemic. The actor was seen handing out boxes of food to crowds of people and was even spotted driving the delivery truck to transport the goods. And because Pitt was wearing a face mask along with a very casual outfit, many people didn't even know it was him. An eyewitness said Pitt was grabbing more boxes than anyone there, with his guard totally down, just laughing, joking, and chatting with everybody.
Is he a good guy? I think he is.
Wait, why do we think he's not?
Because when he went through his divorce, life got a little rocky there for a second for him.
Of course.
We were kind of watching the unraveling of him, which, hello, I can also say the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I felt like I had a weird taste in my mouth about Brad there for a second. So are we back on the Brad train?
I've always been on the Brad train.
Okay. Well, then, choo-choo. I mean,
like, what do you think?
Number one.
I got mad at you about that. I'm sorry. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation's 35th annual report, the total cost of a Thanksgiving meal for 10 people should be $46.90, or less than $5 a person.
That's
$2 less than last year. The most expensive item will be the turkey at $1.21 a pound, or $20 for a 16-pound bird. That's the lowest turkey price since 2010. Jeez. This price also includes sides like veggies, stuffing, sweet potatoes, and pie. They came up with their estimates based on info from 230 shoppers who checked grocery prices in 50 states.
I feel like it's extremely low. Mm-hmm. Also, I feel like they're not shopping at places like Whole Foods.
No, they're not at Whole Foods.
If a turkey costs a dollar something a pound there, at Whole Foods, it probably costs about $7 a pound. So.
Yeah. I'm not going to Whole Foods either.
Too much.
Jess, and that's your top three.
410-583-1065. Make sure you text us if you're up this morning. We want to give you a shout out. Let us know what you're doing. If you're driving around Maryland this morning, you're just waking up in your house on the radio.com app. Also, we're going to kick off Charm City Secrets here in a couple seconds. First, traffic.
Dispatch sends help to an accident occurring in Laurel, northbound on the BW Parkway at 197 is the location. No lane information available, but speeds are beginning to fall. If you need to make a quicker trip, 95 North coming up from the Capitol Beltway through Columbia, that moves at speed. On the Beltway, it's pretty empty, so the outer loop has traffic flowing freely through Parkville into Towson. There's no hiccups on the west side approaching Catonsville coming in through Woodlawn. That's mixed traffic. I'm Liz Drabik on Mix 106.5.
Thank you, Liz. Appreciate that. Yeah, hang out for Charm City Secrets, kicking it off next on Mix. Happy Friday.
Mix 106.5.
It's Charm City Secrets.
Shh.
A secret. Now,
something that's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen.
Well, until you share it anonymously with Kramer and Jess.
The last part isn't in the definition, is it? Mix 106.5.
Yeah, Charm City Secrets for an early Friday morning. This is fun. We do this every Wednesday and Thursday, what day is this? I get really confused because I do a podcast every day too, but I record a day ahead. And so I'm always having to like talk like I'm in the future, and then I finally get in the future. I'm like, what day is this? I'm like a time travel warp right now. It's Friday. Every early Wednesday and Friday morning, we do Charm City Secrets. What's a Charm City Secret though, Jess? What does that mean?
It's basically like, I feel like all of us have secrets, and every time you hold them in, it's just painful, and it feels so much better when you can just spill it. And Kramer and I are terrible at keeping secrets, and we just want to know everyone's secrets.
So we turn to you and say, listen, anybody holding this secret in, let it out. You can call us, 410-583-1065. You can text us and let us know your Charm City Secret. The one for this morning, since we're just a couple of days, 6 days away now from Thanksgiving, is what is the drama going to be at your Thanksgiving table this year? What is the drama going to be at your Thanksgiving table this year? Meaning, you know that there's a discussion that's about to happen. There is going to be a person maybe that you're going to see for the first time in a long time.
Yep.
Possibly there's going to be a confrontation because it's held back family drama. Like already 6 days ahead of time, you know this is going to cause drama at your Thanksgiving table. But like, what could that be? 410-583-1065. I was telling Jess this story about how I was probably a sophomore in college and went to Thanksgiving at my aunt's house. Mm-hmm. And my cousin brought a young woman with her that year. And we all knew, like, it was like not stated yet that these two were together as a couple.
Yeah.
But there's half the family that would refer to this young lady as the girlfriend. And there's half the family that would only call her a friend. And it was
in
like,
denial.
Which side are you on? Are you on this side? Or are you on that side? Like you know, if you're walking into a situation like that, you already know that's going to be the drama at your Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
So call us with yours. 410-583-1065. Talk to you next.
Introducing Kramer and Jess.
Find them on social at Kramer and Jess. Insta, TikTok, Facebook.
Mix 106.5.
Right back, what is
before 7 o'clock, we got to kick off the Ravens block line. Go ahead and get your calls in. The number 877-9-RAVENS. Like, if you're a diehard Raven fan and you have not called yet, are you really a diehard fan?
I feel like you're not. I don't think you can claim to be a true Ravens fan if you haven't called the flock line.
877-9-RAVENS. Before 7, we'll check it out.
It's Charm City Secrets with Kramer and Jess
on Mix 106.5.
All right, right now, though, we are asking you the question, what's that drama going to be at your Thanksgiving dinner table this year? Because you already know. Like, there's one topic that's been brewing. Getting a lot of calls saying the election, I can imagine. If you got a politically different family, mm-hmm. we can assume that's going to be pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
But maybe there's some other kind of, like, relationship stuff going on in the background. There's a family feud that's been brewing for years. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever it could be, get your secret out on the radio. 410-583-1065. Hi, Lindsay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We got a week away, but you already know this one topic. Just going to get the family going. So what's it going to be?
I'm telling them that I am moving to North Carolina, me and my two kids. We just moved my grandmother up here from North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting everything set in motion, and we already have jobs lined up. So I'm going to have everybody all together because they've all been quarantined because they've all had the virus.
Oh, okay.
We haven't even seen them or talked to them.
So okay. Nobody knows this. Now, you say that's going to present drama. Why?
Because we just moved my grandmother up here from North Carolina.
So you get the whole family together for the first time.
Oh, so they're finally thinking you guys can be together and you're like, JK, I'm out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be the most upset about this?
Probably my grandmother.
What is she going to say to you? Just a prediction.
She wants to come back down to North Carolina and live with me.
Man.
Why are you moving away?
Just a fresh start.
Granny just got here, though. Granny, like, no.
Wishing you luck, girl. Just do it. Here, do it Granny. After you eat, though, so that you can still eat first.
Oh, absolutely. My mom makes some awesome mashed potatoes.
Lisa from Dundalk. Hi.
Hello.
We want to know, for Charm City Secret, what's the drama going to be at the Thanksgiving table this year?
Okay, my husband, we all just found out, is bringing her boyfriend to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And her boyfriend is my ex-boyfriend.
Ah.
Your cousin?
Okay. All right.
I don't even know what to do. It's like, okay, remember, guys, when Bill used to come to Thanksgiving? Well, he's coming again, but not with me.
How does this happen?
We became Facebook friends when I was dating him, and now here we are.
How long have you guys been split at this point?
We've been split for like 8 months.
But still, that is so messed up.
It's too soon.
I don't care if it's too soon or I don't care if it's been 8 years. Like, don't date my ex-boyfriend if we're family, period. That's annoying.
Thank you.
You had no idea?
I had no idea. And we have, like, a family text thread, a couple of us, with my sister and another cousin and my aunt. And they're like, oh, my God, did you hear who Joanne is bringing to Thanksgiving? And I didn't think it was a big deal. And then she's like, Bill. And I'm like, Bill who? Not my Bill.
Yeah.
Surprise!
Oh, my God.
You know him?
I don't even know. This is too much
Wow. So, yeah, that's okay. That's going to be drama. I'm sure that's going to be a very dramatic situation then.
Yeah. And it didn't end great for us either, so now I have to see him.
Yeah, I feel like that should be like a thing you never have to deal with again, right? But now it's back.
Did you ever feel like there was a thing between them when you guys were dating?
No, not at all. She barely even saw him. Like, it was like only at family get-togethers. That's it. So, like, it's weird that now here we are, another family get-together, and there they are, except dating. I just can't even grasp.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to take in. Good luck. God, makes me thankful I'm not going home for Thanksgiving now. Like, part of this is refreshing.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you so much for your secret this morning.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Emily from Annapolis, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the drama going to be at the Thanksgiving table this year at your house?
So my boyfriend has two kids already, and my future mother-in-law is pretty insistent that we never have any kids. So I'm wearing a shirt that says eating for two, and underneath it says personalities.
So how long are you going to let her freak out to let her know that you're not actually pregnant?
I'm going to give it a few minutes and see if she'll, like, catch on. And then if she doesn't, I'd be like, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I love you.
Why are you doing this again? What's the reason?
There's just a past history of her getting under my skin, so I'm like, I'm going to get under your skin.
Good for you.
I got a favor to ask. Is there any chance you could, like, record this and let us see how this whole thing goes down?
Yes.
I want to hear what she says to you.
I would be so curious how this whole thing goes.
Yeah,
will you tape it and will you call us back after Thanksgiving and let us know the whole thing? Maybe if there's audio, we can play it on the radio. Because I'm like, what? Like, mom's going to freak out. She's like, listen, no babies, no babies.
Well, good for Emily. You can't tell someone not to have a baby if they want to have a baby.
I get it.
Right, yeah. So, yes, I definitely will.
Awesome, Emily. We'll talk to you then. Thank you for calling us. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
She's like, I'm just messing with them at this point.
I love her.
Mix 106.5 and Charm City Secrets. In case you forgot, like me and walked out of the house this morning not wearing purple.
I know. You are a disgrace.
This is the first one I've missed, and I feel like a fraud right now.
You're fake.
I saw Jess wearing her purple hoodie, and I'm like,
I'm a real one.
I'm like, oh, look at that. She got the hoodie on. I'm like, it's Purple Friday.
You disgust
How
me.
How did I do this? Who am I becoming over here? On Purple Fridays, we like to run amok a little bit. Mm-hmm. We go a little wild to get ready for the boys in purple, and today, we are kicking off the Ravens flock line right now. I still showed up. Welcome to Purple Friday on the show, man. We get a little wild on Purple Fridays.
It's my favorite day.
Just feels different. Sun's going to be out today. It's going to be a pretty day. Going to be getting boys ready for the weekend. We got a big game coming up because we got a little tension this week. Wouldn't you say, Jess?
Yes.
In case you don't know, we're playing the Titans. 1 o'clock.
Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm. And there's just that little thing. Okay. We know the history here.
Yeah.
We don't have the most beautiful history with this team.
No.
So what we do on Purple Fridays is we turn to you, mm-hmm. if you're a diehard Ravens fan, and we say, listen, there's no cheerleaders right now. We can now have no fans in the stand anymore.
We are the cheerleaders.
This is it.
It's us.
So what we ask you to do is we ask you to pick up your phone and call the Ravens flock line. Let me give you that number, 877-9-RAVENS. 877-9-RAVENS. And this is your chance to just get the team pumped up, get the city pumped up. Even though we can't be in the stands, we can be on the radio.
Yes, we can.
Larry Hogan can't take that away from us.
No, he can't. You can still be a star.
So call us, 877-877-9-RAVENS. Let's check the flock line this morning.
Hi, guys. My name is Angie. I'm the newly Mrs. Woodard. Me and my husband both love you guys so much. This Sunday is going to be a good one. Go Ravens! We love you!
It's going to be a good one! Yes. Yes, it will!
Yes, it will!
Yes, it will!
Next, let's go Ravens!
I love it when kids call.
Yeah.
Like, parents, if you're driving with your kids right now, and they're, like, diehard Ravens fans...
Let them call us.
They should be calling us up. 877-9-RAVENS.
This is Julie and Christina, practice mat specialist in Tales of Maryland, and...
Go Ravens!
And then, like, the awkward hang-up at the end.
They're like, be quiet. We're not supposed to be on the phone.
This is as purple as we can get
right now. We're in the utility closet.
Go Ravens. Doesn't matter where you are. No excuse.
Yeah.
If they can call from work, you can call from anywhere.
Just call us.
Right?
Hey, Marilyn. This is Rona from Pikesville. Go Ravens! Caw-caw, caw-caw. Purple and black all the way. Go boys! Go Ravens!
Now, that's it. That's the spirit we're looking for on a Friday. We call him the king of the flock line. Priestley from the afternoon show never misses a week.
Always shows up.
Always gets these boys ready. Ready for this week?
Yes.
Here he goes.
Hey, Marilyn. This is Rona from Pikesville.
No, that's Rona again. Here goes Priestley.
There it is, and here I am. It's your boy P from the Priestley Family Studio. Let's go, Ravens! We are all purple. We are all proud. However, we've had a rough 2 weeks. Boys, get your act together. Lamar, I need a little more. Lamar, come on, let's do this, guys. No more penalties. Let's play clean. Let's not lose extra yardage unnecessarily. And bottom line, let's go Ravens! I don't have Parker, Jackie, and Olivia to be my chorus, so you be my chorus. Let's go Ravens!
Let's go Ravens!
Kramer and Jess, good job. All right, let's go Ravens. Later, guys.
I love that
My
man.
My favorite ever.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number three.
Johns Hopkins University was honored by Time Magazine for having one of the best inventions of 2020. Time announced that the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center was 2020's go-to data source after COVID-19 broke out earlier this year. The center's data has been downloaded billions of times, helping governments to decide where to dispatch resources and when to reopen. The tool was created by Johns Hopkins Civil and Systems Engineering Professor Lauren Gardner with her graduate student and was hosted by the Johns Hopkins Center for Systems, Science, and Engineering. The Johns Hopkins COVID Resource Center has provided a trusted hub for virus-related research and developments worldwide. The CDC has changed their recommendations regarding Thanksgiving, however, and is now strongly advising against anyone traveling for the holiday, citing explosive growth in COVID-19 cases nationwide.
Yeah, you know, before it's kind of like, nah, like, how about you don't? But now it's like, hey, can you really nah? That's like the best way I can put it.
Oh my gosh.
Can you really nah?
Like I know it was like kind of a low key, but now it's like nah.
I feel like more people might respect it if it was more put in our terms, you know? They're like, yeah, nah, like for
Stop
real.
Stop it.
Don't.
Stop.
They really aren't gonna.
Oh, my God.
Number two.
The Hallmark Channel is debuting a holiday movie with the LGBTQ lead couple for the very first time. It's called The Christmas House, and it will air this Sunday night. Jonathan Bennett, who is gay in real life, is so excited to be starring in the film.
My agent called and said, hey, you're doing a new movie for Hallmark. I said, oh, great. Who's my girl? And they go, Jake. And my jaw hit the ground. I was so excited. They really put their money where their mouth is and are stepping up and making sure that that holiday table is bigger than it's ever been before and making sure that that holiday table, there's a seat for everyone.
Bennett loves the inclusiveness that Hallmark Channel is showing viewers, and it is airing this Sunday night.
That's got to feel pretty cool.
I love that.
I know just a tiny bit about this story, and I think in the past he's been on the Hallmark Channel before, but he's always played a straight man,
right?
You know, so the fact that now he gets to be himself and be authentic, I think that's awesome, right?
Number one.
Black Friday deals are kicking into high gear. Target, Walmart, Macy's, and Best Buy are just a few that have already rolled out their Black Friday deals, but Amazon's are just beginning. Amazon's Black Friday deal week starts today. Amazon will be releasing new deals every single day on thousands of items, including Amazon devices, toys, home and kitchen goods, seasonal fashion, beauty products, and more. Amazon is also working on boosting small businesses with deals from smaller companies and recently launched small business collections. Amazon is also extending its return window, and most items shipped by December 31st can be returned for free until January 31st.
I think that is important, too, because all these stores are really going to be fighting for your attention this holiday season. But don't forget about the local guys, too.
Exactly.
You know? These companies have all grown massively during the pandemic, but these local businesses are hurting. So don't forget too, to, when you can, be safe, get out, see if they've got online delivery or something like that, right? So.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Liz, let's take a look at traffic.
Peak of rush hour travel in the Outer Loop has slowing off and on from Bel Air over towards Providence. It's busy but improving on the west side between Security and Edmondson. There's no late disruptions at the tunnels on the 83s. You move at speed. It's the Happy Honda Day sales event. Now's the best time to get into a new Honda with clearance pricing on your favorite Honda model. Dash through the snow with the best value of the season. Visit your local Honda dealer or shop online at BaltimoreAreaHondaDealers.com. That's Mix Traffic. I'm Liz Drabig on Mix 106.5.
And thank you so much for waking up with us, Kramer and Jess, on Mix 106.5. The holidays already starting to cause drama in your house. I don't know that we'll get anybody to agree with this because it is November the 20th.
Okay. So what?
Welcome to Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. You had a meltdown?
Yes.
Over this?
I did.
What happened?
So, I had a tantrum at Home Depot last weekend. Sorry if you saw me.
How do you define what a tantrum looks like in the middle of Home Depot?
Okay. So, we went to Home Depot to get a Christmas tree. Initially, I told my boyfriend, Garage Boy, we could just get like a little mini one that I could put on the counter, like just a small little guy, whatever. Right. And when I got there, I didn't know that they would have the actual, because obviously it's so early, I understand this. I didn't know that the actual Christmas tree lot would kind of be set up.
The big guys.
Yeah, the big ones.
Yeah.
So when we get there, right when we get into the parking lot, I'm like, oh my gosh, they have the trees here, let's go. And again, like this man stopped me at Michael's a couple weeks ago when I wanted to get Christmas decorations. He stops me in my tracks and was like, no, we're getting a small one.
That
like,
was the agreement.
That was the agreement. And I was
little
like,
table topper?
No, like they have the trees here. I didn't know they were going to have the trees here. So we are having a little thing in the parking lot. So I go, fine. Let's just go look at the small ones. We walk up to where the small ones are right in front of the store, and there's a guy, there is a worker sitting down. And he's like, hey, guys, how you doing? And I was like, I don't know, kind of crappy, but it's fine, including
Wait,
him in
are
it.
Are you being like, jokey at this point?
Or like, kind of jokey, but still bratty. Okay. So it was like, right. I was on the fence, but I was being a brat, like, purposely, because I was mad. And I was like, could be better, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not allowed to get an actual tree, so I just have to look at these ones. So I'm just gonna look at these ones.
How'd you guys figure out what you were gonna do in this whole situation?
We went inside because it was super cold. I was like, let's just go inside because we need lights. And so we're in Home Depot, and I am walking ahead of him, Garage Boy. I'm not like walking beside him anymore. He's behind me, and like now I've just completely shut down.
God.
And he was like.
Why?
And he said, fine, we can go look at the real trees. And
so
I was
okay. Like, he basically played into your bad behavior.
Yes.
He's basically like a terrible parent.
No,
your child melts down. You're not supposed to give in to what they want. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to let them melt down and be done.
No, 100%. I totally had a tantrum at Home Depot.
So Jess last night sat down with her boyfriend, Garage Boy. Now it's been a couple of days.
Yeah.
Let's just circle back around.
Yeah.
How did he feel during that tantrum?
I didn't like it. I felt like it was a bit childish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, why?
Were you mad at me or frustrated with me?
It was frustrating because I was like, this is what you wanted originally, and now you're changing it.
But then you caved and changed your mind. Was it because I threw such a tantrum at Home Depot, or was it because
no,
you realized the joy of Christmas and that you were making a mistake?
It had nothing to do with the joy of Christmas. It had to do with the presentation within the apartment.
And now that you understood the vision, and now that the house is decorated and it smells like Christmas, every time we walk in the door and we have Christmas lights up and we have pine cones and we have a thingy of Santa and it's sparkly and the bathroom's decorated, how do you feel after the fact that all the Christmas decorations are up? Do you see where I'm coming from, or no?
Slightly, yes. But my pride does not want to agree.
He's not going to give it to you. Not on tape, at least. He's not going to do it. Mm. Well, Jess's holiday tip of the day is, if you can't put your decorations up, just whine until you get your way.
He loves it now, though.
Fair?
He loves it.
Know,
no, like, yes, he does.
That didn't sound like love.
No.
That didn't sound like love.
You don't, every day, that man lights up the Christmas candles. He turns on the lights himself, and he loves it now. So if he would have just let me do what I wanted to do initially, we could have skipped that whole thing.
The whole tantrum.
And now he's happy.
And now you're the first woman to throw a tantrum inside of a Home Depot. Ay, ay, ay.
Introducing Kramer and Jess.
Find him on social at Kramer and Jess. Insta, TikTok, Facebook.
Mix 106.5,
it's Kramer and Jess. Happy Friday. We got a lot to do before 9 o'clock. Ellis Rose just called a couple seconds, Jess. I go, and she was like, what happened with Jess yesterday? Did she end up getting that picture with Lamar Jackson? In case you don't know, we went to Ravens practice yesterday, and Jess was on a diehard mission to get a picture with Lamar.
Yeah.
It was like, she was like, no matter what I do, I'm not leaving here without a picture from Lamar. So did she pull it off? We got that, plus the Ravens flock line, all up before 9 o'clock. First, though, let's take a look at today in dog news.
Today in dog news.
You know why? You know why?
Why? Tell me why.
Thanks, Jess.
Yeah.
Because dogs are the best.
You right.
There's nothing better on this planet than dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I think of one thing that's better than dogs, but then dogs,
oh
okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
Oh, my
okay, so what we decided to do is, like, let's take a look at the news. Because, like, you know, CNN, Fox News, they're not reporting this kind of stuff.
Nobody has the courage and bravery to cover this news like us.
I think of it as a service.
It is.
That we provide to you. So, let's take a look around the world. What's going on in dog news? There's actually a video that's going viral this morning. This is super funny. There's this couple that has an Alaskan Malamute, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the dog's laying there in the bed. And they decided, like, now might be a good time to tell the dog that he indeed is not naturally born from them, but he indeed is adopted.
What?
And his reaction, not so favorable.
Hey, Bruce, you're adopted. You're adopted.
What?
He looked like he was so disappointed. Like, I love when dogs have human reactions to things, you know? Yeah. He's like, oh my God, what? I'll put that video up on Kramer and Jess on Instagram so you can go check it out. If you're on Instagram, follow us at Kramer with a K, Kramer and Jess, okay? Jess has been waiting all morning for me to tell you this story. Like, you freaked out when you heard this story this morning.
It's so weird.
There's a pet company over in England that just created the very first, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas song made for dogs.
Like, what does that even mean?
It's not like, you know, what was that kind of hype thing we got on like 10 years ago where like it was like the dogs barking to Christmas song, Jingle Pups or something.
Okay.
No, this is literal scientific research and dog focus groups, no joke, put together to make the perfect Christmas songs to appeal just to dogs. Now, would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Because if you say no, you're really going to be missing out. Listen to this. Here's the very first dog Christmas song.
Sit.
Oh, good girl.
Who's this?
What?
Who's this?
Would you like to go on walkies?
Bop, right?
It's kind of good. I like it.
It's like all the noises that your dog may or may hate. You know, love or hate.
I just loved that so much.
Do you kind of want to put it as a ringtone?
I really love that.
Every time your phone goes off?
Yeah.
There you go. There's a look at today in dog news. Got a lot to cover before 9 o'clock. Was Jess successful? Lamar Jackson, arguably the most famous person in this town. Did she get a picture? Next. We actually have a shakeup. And the Ravens flock line today. Did not see this one coming. We'll get to it here in a second on our Purple Friday show. Let's go.
Come on, let's go.
A.
You know what to do.
B.
It's Purple Friday.
B.
Let's go.
S.
You spell it wrong yet?
I think so.
Welcome to Purple Friday on the show. We have fun, man. We have fun in the city. We have fun on the radio. We did a Ravens flock line, and per usual, we'll kick it off here in just a couple of seconds. First, I wanted to catch up with Jess because, also per usual, ridiculous human being sometimes. we talked this time yesterday. We told you that we were going to go to Ravens practice yesterday.
Yes.
And Jess had one mission.
Mm-hmm.
One mission. And that was, she just wanted to get a picture with Lamar.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not leaving until I get a picture with Lamar, right?
Yeah.
So, we pull up yesterday about 1 o'clock, right? And I don't know. I doubt most people have been able to go to their training facility, but it is crazy.
Listen, think like Hogwarts, but Ravens.
Yeah.
Like, like crazy.
Harry Potter meets the Ravens, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like this castle.
Yeah, it looks like a castle.
I'm not sure why, but it's like this castle-style building.
Uh-huh.
And so behind it's like the training field, right? But we get there, and you have to remember, like, Jess, everything is, like, larger than life to Jess.
This,
like,
was cool, though.
The way that your six-year-old sees things, like, the same eyes that Jess sees the world in. I mean, it was, don't get me wrong, it was very cool. But Jess started to have, like, a little bit of a freak out the second we started walking towards the practice field, right? Listen.
OMG, he's stretching. This is like Hard Knocks, but real life. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stop it. Oh my God, they're here. Stop. I've been watching y'all on TV. Wait, what the? Is this a movie? Holy sh**. Yo, I feel like I'm watching a TV show. I feel like this is like Friday Night Lights, but like on crack.
You gotta go see the whole video of Jess at training because she's just like...
It was the coolest thing ever.
It was very cool, but just go see the video. It's up on all of our social channels. We're Kramer and Jess on Instagram or Mix1065 Mornings on Facebook. Jess, we went in, we started watching the practice, and we're seeing all the players, like all the big ones, right?
Yes.
And we're like, where's Lamar, though? Where's Lamar? Like, mm-hmm. everyone's got their jerseys on. Mm-hmm. We're like looking for his. Like, is he out there? Jess then spots this man from like
probably 200 yards away.
Yeah. He was the only one not wearing a jersey.
Yeah.
He could not be further away from us. Y'all, I tried so hard, but they controlled me so much. Like, the video is basically my face because we weren't allowed to record certain parts of the practice, which, of course, you know.
Yeah.
But then at one point, they were like, okay, now you can record, and they were just kind of stretching. And then they said, okay, now you can, but just don't get the defensive line. And honestly, I don't know yet, like, which one
football
is the defensive line. Yeah, I just, like, know the players. I know who I like. I want us to win, but I don't know, like, specifics yet. I'm still learning, so I was so scared. We were so scared that we didn't want to get in trouble or get kicked out, but they kept him so far away from us.
He could not have been further away from us.
Yeah.
He was so
like in the
catty
back corner
to corner us.
Alone.
I almost feel like they heard the radio segment and they were like, no, keep this man far away from this woman.
They don't
get him anywhere near.
Because when I walked in there, I was freaking out.
So
I was fangirling super hard.
Tad of a fail yesterday with that,
I know.
It's all right. Jess, we'll do it. We'll get it done some way, somehow.
It's okay.
All right, Ravens flock line time. So what we say on Fridays is, like, listen, we got a couple things working against us. Number one, we got nobody can go in the stands right at games anymore. Number two, we got no cheerleaders right now.
Nope.
So what we decided to do is, like, do the most socially distanced thing that we can do and turn the radio station into a pep rally every single Friday.
Yep.
So, like, if you're part of the Ravens flock, call us 877-9-RAVENS. 877-9-RAVENS, and let's just, like, cheer the team on.
This is Crystal. I'm with my daughter Ava. We're from Essex, and we're big Ravens fans.
Woo!
Go Ravens!
I love it when it's mother, daughter, you know, a kid, a doll. It's kind of cute, right?
Let's go Ravens! Let's go Ravens!
It's like you didn't think past the "Let's go Ravens" part.
I love it.
877-9-RAVENS to get on the flock line today.
This is Kathy from White Marsh. Just calling to give some love to the Ravens. Let's trample these Titans. Go, boys!
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Now, this is where I said the shakeup happens this week, because typically our buddy Priestley from the afternoon show has got the best phone call every single week.
Yeah, he's held the throne for a long time.
No one has been able to overtake that man. So listen to his call this week. It's great. Don't get me wrong.
There it is, and here I am. It's your boy P from the Priestley Family Studio. Let's go, Ravens! We are all purple. We are all proud. However, we've had a rough 2 weeks. Boys, get your act together. Lamar, I need a little more. Lamar, bless. Come on, let's do this, guys. No more penalties. Let's play clean. Let's not lose extra yardage unnecessarily. And bottom line, let's go, Ravens! I don't have Parker, Jack, and Olivia to be my chorus, so you be my chorus. Let's go, Ravens!
Let's go, Ravens!
Good job! All right, let's go, Ravens! Later, guys!
Don't get me wrong. Had a great week, right?
That was a great call. The best.
Got dethroned this week. Got dethroned this week. The absolute best call on the Ravens flock line thus far. Listen.
Hey, Kramer. Hey, Jess. It's Mikkel, your fan favorite number four. I got this because I want to tell those Ravens, this is how we do it. This Sunday night, we'll be all right. The Ravens roost on the south side. So the Titans coming up. No worries because they suck. Another Ravens win is what we're picking up. Come on and get laded. Lift the spirits up. No time to get deflated. Yeah! Yo, Ravens.
Oh, my God.
Best ever.
Let's get you on to 410-583-1065. This is so funny to me. Jess, do you have the Whisper app? Have you used that before?
I don't even know what that is.
It's basically like a... It's almost like a digital version of our Charm City Secrets, where they'll give you a topic and then people can, like, give their anonymous answers or stories, but there's no names associated with it.
Okay.
So, like, you know, on Facebook, they would put a topic up there, you'd see who's typing it, but with this app called Whisper, you don't see what people are saying. I was going through some of these. The topic was, what's your most awkward family encounter on Thanksgiving?
No way.
You want to hear some of these?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is so interesting. I had no idea that existed. That's fun.
She says, my grandma put me in timeout when I was 20 because I drank a glass of wine at Thanksgiving. Mind you, we had like 30 plus people there and I had to sit in a chair for 20 minutes not talking to anyone.
Oh no. way.
Age 20.
No way. And she listened, too. I would, too. If my nana told me to do something, I'm not questioning it. Yeah, yeah, I'm still scared.
This one girl said, my grandma asked me how, or asked how my aunt's sex life was right in front of the whole entire family on Thanksgiving.
No.
Uncomfortable.
Stop that.
This person said, I'm guessing it's a woman. My cat brought my bra downstairs during Thanksgiving dinner, and my grandma said, I didn't know that they were that big.
No way. Oh my goodness.
I'm reading this thread on the Whisper app right now, asking for the most awkward family encounters they had during Thanksgiving, okay? Mm-hmm. This one person said, at Thanksgiving dinner, my uncle said, stop going in and out of the house. And I said, stop going in and out of jail.
No. That's so good. The clapbacks are so good.
I'll give you a couple more. I was helping pack leftovers for Thanksgiving. My great-grandma told me not to pack too much because I don't need to get any fatter. She said, I'm 5'2 and 115 pounds. My boyfriend was standing right behind me.
That is so mean. That's messed up. One more.
Sad. One more. Like, listen, if you've
I feel these all so deeply.
If you've got a story to go with these, feel free to call in about your awkward family encounters on Thanksgiving. These are bad, though. Last one said, the last Thanksgiving, my uncle cracked a joke, and my sister sprayed soda out of her nose all over the food, and everyone continued to eat.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I don't know why these are so funny to me, man.
Because they're real.
Family time is just so awkward.
I know.
If you got a story you want to add, just awkward Thanksgiving family situations, 410-583-1065, all right?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.